USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire is continuing to grow in Northern California after destroying more than 1,000 buildings, nearly half of them homes. Director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Mark Gilardocci, says while the fire is continuing to burn, a damage assessment is being done.
We are working to actively begin the process of getting that damage assessment done, and then we'll work with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see about getting some additional aid if possible.
A new Mayo Clinic study is suggesting that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine declined to 42% effectiveness against infection amid the sweeping spread of the Delta variant, with the Moderna vaccine declining to 76%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The first ever Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa is set for tonight. The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at 6 o'clock Central Time in the Field of Dreams game, which is being played at the site of the 1989 film near Dyersville. Don Lansing's family owned the land where the movie was made. And as for planting corn after the movie was complete,
it was just so beautiful that it was miraculous that I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, even when some of the crew members left, they told me there's magic out here.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Texas Border Coalition is hoping the federal government will reopen land bridges to tourists. Coalition member Laredo Mayor Pete Sines says not letting tourists in hurts the border economy and overall health. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The dire situation in Afghanistan continues.
A new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of three more provincial capitals on Wednesday and now control about two-thirds of the country. Intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within 30 days, also fueling fears for the safety of Americans working at the embassy in the capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Taliban's offensive is something that officials are watching with deep concern. He tells Fox News that the Department of Defense is working on expanding its counterterrorism capabilities in the region should they be needed.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of South Texas mayors, county judges, and economic development groups want a pause on new asylum applications at the Mexican border. The Texas Border Coalition made the request citing rising COVID Delta cases and worries that the border could be overrun. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.